Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Marcia to commence a further chapter of the story of Office Wife.
At lunch today, Jeff started talking about that Stella Bronson woman, his new secretary who took my place when Jeff and I got married. It wasn't his fault, but really he made me furious. Anyone would think she was some sort of a paragon instead of just another female with reasonably decent looks. It's more than that. She's more than just good-looking. She's downright beautiful, and I don't like it. I don't like the idea of my husband spending 8 hours of every day with her in a private office. And if you want to know, it's because I'm just plain jealous. Yes, jealous. He's looking after him in lots of little ways I didn't think of when I was his secretary. And I was in love with him. Oh, that's what makes me so wild. For all I know, she might be after Jeff.
Sweetheart, aren't you being just slightly absurd? We've been married barely a month, and you're starting to worry about my infernal secretaries already. First at lunch today, and now the moment I'm home...
I don't care tuppence for your infernal secretaries, Jeff, but I do care about that Bronson woman.
In heaven's name, why?
She's a professional husband stealer, if ever I saw one.
Well, what about it? She can steal all the husbands on North Shore Drive, for all I care, just so long as she knows her job.
Just so long as she doesn't get any quaint ideas about you.
Oh, look, darling, this sort of thing can be annoying. You say she's a husband stealer, but you can't go about stealing husbands who don't want to be stolen. You might take me into account. Marcia, I hate to have to remind you of this, but I'm not available, remember?
I'm sorry, darling, really, I am. I'm a silly little fool, but you referred to her as Stella so glibly at lunch today. And she's buying electric jugs and things just to impress you.
Oh, impress me be hanged. She probably thinks it's part of her job as private secretary.
It wasn't part of mine.
Well, what do you expect me to do? Must I say, look here, Miss Bronson, you mustn't make my tea because my wife thinks we're kissing behind the filing cabinet. Is that what you want me to do?
You make it sound so beastly.
If she wants to make my tea, I'm going to let her and say thanks very much. I'm certainly not going to make fools of both of us by refusing it. Oh, do be sensible, darling.
I am being an idiot, aren't I?
Well, it's going to cost you a kiss to be forgiven. You got one?
Yes, please.
Hey, and after this, remember like a good wife that you have a monopoly of this particular commodity. Promise?
I promise, darling.
Good morning, Mr. Pilgrim's secretary. Oh, yes, Mr. Puller, he's here. One moment, please. Mr. Puller, Mr. Pilgrim.
All right, let's have it. Good morning, sir. Oh, why, of course I'll be available this morning. Yes, the whole of it, if you wish. Oh, what's cooking? Yes. Sounds like a big deal. What? That's very kind of you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Oh, good. Well, what time will he be here? Yes, in half an hour will do fine.
Ask him how he likes his tea, Mr. Pilgrim.
What's that, sir? Oh, that was Miss Bronson, my new secretary. She wants to know how you like your tea. Yes, it certainly is service. Strong and no maple sugar. Right, I'll be expecting you about 11, Mr. Puller. Well, that's the sort of thing that happens with a good client, Mr. Bronson. Benny Puller rings up and plumps a big deal right in our laps.
You mean it's the sort of thing that happens to good executives, Mr. Pilgrim?
You flatter me. Oh, let me think now. Oh, yes, get me Mrs. Pilgrim on the phone, would you? You have her number.
Well, of course. Millie, get me Chester 4429, will you please?
Oh, think we can finish those letters before 11, Miss Bronson? Old Benny is likely to take all day, and these should be answered somehow.
Oh, I can answer them myself if you like. They're all routine stuff. Hello. Oh, Mrs. Pilgrim, one moment, please.
Oh. Hello, Master, darling. I think we'd better call off lunch.
Oh, Jeff, why?
Well, Mr. Benny Puller is why. He wants the whole morning. And I have a notion he'll want to carry on over lunch.
Oh. All right, I'll get hold of Angela.
Angela Tennant? Oh, that'll be nice. She'll be able to bring you up to date on the town scandal.
Well, why not, darling? I love it. See you tonight.
Yeah, what do you think?
Bye-bye. Uh-huh. Thanks for ringing. But don't let that Puller man ruin a perfect love, darling.
As if he could. Bye-bye. Oh, now, Mr. Bronson, let's see how quickly we can get these things out of the way. Highland High Gradient Proprietary Limited, Rochester Court, you know the address. Dear sir, we have to bring to an address. Hello, Mr. Puller.
Hi, Pilgrim.
Sit down. Yes. Cigarette?
No, thanks. Oh. Look here, Pilgrim. I'm spending the best part of $200,000 setting up an agency for through new overseas lines. But my office is not equipped to handle the actual importing. I want you to do it. Cressida Bendigo's, of course. But I want it to be your pigeon. I want you to handle it for me. Can you do it?
Standing on my head.
Means a lot more hard work than anything else I've ever given you.
So much the better, sir. Before we go into details, hadn't we better include Mr. Fleming in our discussions?
Fleming? I phoned Fleming I was seeing you. Gave him the bones of the thing. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all he needs to know about it.
But, well, hang it all, sir. He's our managing director.
He can be anything he likes as far as I'm concerned, my dear chap. I made it clear to Percy Fleming that unless he puts this thing in your hands and leaves it there, the deal's off. Do you get me?
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Oh, who's this young woman?
My new secretary. Miss Bronson, this is Mr. Puller. You've spoken to each other on the phone several times.
How do you do, Mr. Puller?
You're going to be very important to Pilgrim, young woman, if he handles my proposition. Have you got your head screwed on the right way?
Only Mr. Pilgrim can answer that for me.
Miss Bronson's an excellent secretary, sir.
So much the better, then. All right, let's get down to brass tacks. First and foremost, I don't expect any trouble from the government departments concerned, because this thing will earn us dollars. That's the first big consideration. The first line will be coming from the States through Pan Pacific Export Corporation. Well, Pilgrim, there you have the bare bones of the deal. I'll give you a day to tell me straight, yes, you can do it, or no, you can't.
I don't need a day, sir.
Don't rush in bald-headed. I'll have no mercy on you, Pilgrim, if you let me down. This will increase your firm's growth by 20% at least. And unless Treasurer Bendigo's a lot tighter than I take him for, there should be a pretty decent annual bonus in it for you. You think your boss can handle it, Miss Bronson?
I've no fears whatever, Mr. Puller. He can handle it, and so can this firm. And the sooner we get going, the better.
As a matter of fact, this is the sort of opportunity I've been waiting for.
Well, you both sound confident enough. All right, I have contracts drawn up for signature. Now, what's the time? Oh, 12:45. I tell you what, let's all go to lunch, the three of us. On me.
Miss Bronson may have other arrangements.
No, I'm quite free, Mr. Pilgrim.
Well, there we are, then. It's always been my experience, Pilgrim, that if a man has a secretary worth the name, they should work together as a team. That's why I want her to know as much about the preliminary details of this thing as you do. Now, where should we go? Curiosities?
Suits me, sir.
Good. We'll give you 5 minutes to get your face on, Miss Bronson, and then we'll be off.
I thank you, Mr. Puller. I shan't be more than 1 minute.
By Harry, Pilgrim, where did you find that stunning creature?
Mr. Fleming engaged her, sir.
What are you paying her? 10 a week?
Or something like that.
I wonder if she'd come to me if I offered her another couple or quid or so, eh?
Over my dead body, you old robber.
you know when you got a good thing, eh, my boy? Oh, by the way, how's your wife?
Master? Oh, she's splendid, thanks.
And how does she like being your ex-secretary? Has she met this girl?
I think she'll stay in the stream.
Good. And what about you?
How's the time, Miss Bronson?
5:17.
Oh, good Lord, there's another 3 hours' work here at least. I don't want to get this stuff ready before Benny Puller gets his contracts drawn up. It'll convince him and Mr. Bendigo that at least we know what we're doing.
Well, if you'd like me to work back...
Would you mind terribly? We might be here till 10 or 11 o'clock, you know. I like to finish while I start.
Yes, so do I. No, I wouldn't mind in the least working till late. Shall we say it's settled?
Well, it really is terribly good of you. I wonder if you'd get Mrs. Pilgrim for me. We were supposed to be going out tonight.
Oh, Millie, get Mrs. Pilgrim, will you please? Chester, 4429. Shall we roll your copies of the statements tonight, Mr. Pilgrim?
Oh, good Lord, no. The girls can do that in the morning. All I want to do is get the figures straight. You might arrange for a couple of girls to come in early so that they can get right onto them. Oh, that'll be Marcia. Heave the phone over. Hello, Marcia, darling.
Hello, Jeff. What is it this time?
I'm dreadfully sorry, darling, but can you get on the phone and put off going to see those people tonight?
Well, I suppose I could. But why? What's happened?
Well, I told you this morning about Benny Puller, didn't I? He's brought me a tremendous proposition, darling. Something that's almost too good to be true. And I want to hop into it this very minute. I'll be working here till about 10, maybe later.
Oh, really, Jeff? Surely you're not going to start that working late at the office stunt already, are you?
Marcia, it's not a stunt.
Call it what you like, but I think you're...
Just a minute. Miss Bronson, would you excuse me for a minute?
Yes, of course.
Now, listen, Marcia, please. This is vitally important to me and to my career for more reasons than one. And I'm absolutely determined to make a success of it. Miss Bronson's kindly offered to stay behind and help, and I'm going to work like a nigger until I've got the figures that we need. Now, please don't let's have an argument about it.
Oh, I'm very sorry to be difficult, Jeff, but I still don't want to spend my evenings alone while you and that Bronson woman sit about...
Look, I'm staying, and that's that. And when I get home and explain it all, I know you'll understand. Now, do be a nice, sweet girl and do as I ask.
But try to be as early as you can, will you? I don't fancy sitting at home alone.
The moment I finish, I'll be on my way.
And don't forget what I said about driving that woman home. Remember? Don't you drive her home, Jeff.
All right, I'll remember. Bye-bye, darling. Oh, women.
I won't have it. I will not have my husband working till all hours of the night with Stella Bronson. Alone there together, I won't have it. Not for all the big business or Benny Pullers in the world. I'm going to see Uncle Tressida tonight. I'll put a stop to this.
We invite you to listen to further chapters of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy. A Donovan Joyce production.